Now, when we talk about the mortgage crisis, we often tell stories from California, Florida, or Nevada, which are the states hardest hit by the housing crisis. But when it comes to failed banks, Georgia has more than any other state. Since last August, 15 banks there have shut down, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
There's no panic in Georgia due to the number of failed banks, but it is causing some to pause and change how they operate. Take the city of Douglasville, Georgia, about 20 miles west of Atlanta. The crepe myrtle trees lining the streets in front of City Hall are laden with white, flowery branches. The railroad tracks are nearby. It's a quaint picture of a southern city that's still growing. But people here are especially careful these days. Reports surfaced that the bank the city had used for years could be in jeopardy, and officials decided to take action.
We just felt like it was prudent because of the unfavorable report on this bank that we should not sit idly by and just wait to see what might happen, that we should be proactive.
City Manager Bill Osborne says Douglasville removed $9.4 million from the Douglas County Bank and now has its funds in 10 different banks.
At points past, you may have been more concerned with how do we get the highest interest rate, but now it's how do we make sure that the funds are available when we need them.
The bank in question, Douglas County Bank, has been operating under intense federal oversight since January as a result of its risky financial condition. The bank has not failed. About 60 other Georgia banks are also operating under similar restrictions. Here's what happened. Atlanta is one of the fastest growing areas of the country, and there's been great demand for real estate development. Many new banks sprang up, and they needed deposits to make loans. So they got what's known as hot money, large deposits from brokers who search for banks paying the highest interest rates. The problem is that money can leave the bank as fast as it came in.
The bankers aren't stupid. They knew that there was risk.
Walter Melling has been a banking attorney in Atlanta for 40 years. He says Georgia may have suffered the most, not because housing prices soared, but because residential and commercial property markets continued to be quite profitable until mortgages completely dried up in 2007.
We had faster growth in this market, we had more new banks in this market, and they were dependent on growth. And when the growth stopped, when the cakewalk ended, they were vulnerable.
Another issue is declining commercial real estate values, especially in outlying areas. Joe Brannon with the Georgia Bankers Association says banks are being forced to take unreasonable losses.
We have one example of a bank branch that was closed that the appraised value came back as nothing. There's a building, there's a lot, there's traffic by it. Now, you can't tell me that that's worth nothing. That's where the significant problem occurs.
President and CEO of the Independent Community Bankers of America, Camden Fine, has called Georgia the Chernobyl of banking, not because banks didn't operate well, but because he says regulators are coming in too quickly to shut them down.
The bank examiners have not been giving community bankers time to work through these loan problems. They've just been hammering them very, very hard and in some cases forcing them into receivership. And I just don't think that's right.
But examiners are enforcing regulations that all banks must follow and trying to protect depositors. And regulators are not just closing down Georgia banks. Institutions in California, Florida, and Arizona are facing similar problems. Banking analysts predict perhaps another 100 banks could fail nationwide in the second half of the year. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.